Good morning, I'm Renee Montaigne. Before the Celtics beat the Lakers last night in Game 1, L.A.'s mayor proposed a wager to the mayor of Boston. The winner of the NBA championship gets the other city's football team, betting the L.A. Avengers against the Patriots. L.A.'s Mayor Villaraigosa ribbed his rival. It's so hard to believe more than two decades have passed since the great Boston Celtics have tasted the sweet victory of an NBA championship. It's Morning Edition.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Democratic presidential candidates Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton met privately last night. Both campaigns described the meeting as productive, but are keeping silent on specifics. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Barack Obama had been scheduled to fly home to Chicago Thursday night, but when reporters got to his airplane, Obama wasn't there. Instead, he and Hillary Clinton huddled for a private meeting. A joint statement afterwards said they had a productive discussion about the important work ahead for the Democratic Party. Obama, who clinched his party's nomination this week, says he'll be reaching out to Clinton's supporters.
He ran a magnificent campaign. She inspired millions of people. She inspired the best from me. And we are going to be working together to win in November.
In an email message to supporters, Clinton said she plans to announce her formal support for Obama tomorrow. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
The Senate will vote this morning on whether to limit debate on a wide-ranging climate change bill. If backers lose, the measure is expected to die for the year. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
The climate change debate hardly got started this week when it was sidetracked by an unrelated dispute among Republicans and Democrats over President Bush's judicial nominees. Republicans forced clerks to read aloud the bill's 500 pages on Wednesday. Democratic leaders responded by trying to move to a final vote on the measure, which, if it fails, as is likely, will result in the bill's demise for the year. Co-sponsor Joseph Lieberman of Connecticut was disappointed.
While the Senate fiddles, the globe warms.
Backers say they'll try again next year. Brian Naylor, NPR News, the Capitol.
The housing crisis is showing signs of getting worse. New data show home foreclosures in the U.S. reached record highs during the first 3 months of the year. Detroit Public Radio's Quinn Kleinfelter has more.
The Mortgage Bankers Association reports more than 1 million homes are now in foreclosure, the highest level ever recorded. And the number of homeowners who are delinquent on their mortgage payments is also at a record high, with nearly 3 million home loans having missed at least one payment. Analysts say an unprecedented decline in home prices is driving the foreclosures. In Detroit, for example, mired in a struggling economy, a house bought in 2000 is now worth less than what it was at that time. The trade group finds that most of the new home foreclosures are in California, Florida, Nevada, and Arizona. Analysts predict it will take several years before the number of foreclosures drop to more traditional levels. For NPR News, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter in Detroit.
Oil prices are extending on the gains they made yesterday. Prices have climbed more than $2 a barrel to above $130 a barrel in overseas trading today. From Washington, you're listening to NPR News. Reports from Zimbabwe say police have prevented opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai from reaching a political rally. Tsvangirai had planned to address workers at a mine near the city of Bulawayo, but he was stopped at a police roadblock. However, he was not detained, as happened earlier this week. Myanmar's military rulers are attacking foreign media for presenting what they call a false picture of the devastation left by the cyclone that hit early last month. State-run media have taken people to task for selling video footage to news organizations, and charges that reports based on the footage mislead the international community into believing that cyclone victims do not receive any assistance. International agencies have sharply criticized Myanmar's military leaders for holding up shipments of food, water, and temporary shelter. The Boston Celtics have won the first game of the NBA Finals. As NPR's Chris Arnold reports, the Celtics matchup with the Los Angeles Lakers revives a historic rivalry between the two teams.
There was a lot of hype and expectation leading up to last night's contest, and the teams delivered. The game was close, with the Lakers leading at halftime. Then in the third quarter, Celtics star Paul Pierce collapsed, clutching his knee, and was carried off. But he soon returned, playing with a sprained knee, and immediately drained a pair of huge three-point shots. Celtics shooting guard Ray Allen, along with thousands of Celtics fans, was relieved.
You know, anytime anybody gets hurt at any point, whether they're on your team or on the other team, you just hate to see somebody go out, you know, through injury. So I was just glad for him that, you know, he was fine.
The Celtics went on to win 98-88. Game 2 gets underway Sunday night. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.
And I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News, from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Saturn, with 5 new models, including the Aura Sport Sedan and the all-new View Compact SUV. Learn more at Saturn.com.
It's 5:35, time for the weather on AM 580. We have a temperature right now of 76 degrees on Friends Plaza, 75 at Willard Airport. And this afternoon we'll be well up into the 80s to near 90 degrees for an afternoon high. Strong winds will be blowing out of the south. We already have strong winds out there for this time of day at least. We have the wind blowing in from the south at about 20 miles per hour with some gusts to 30 miles per hour. It is rather humid too. The dew point temperature is 68 degrees.